Yes, true, and the truth and God. All of these are the things that we are attracted to. Our heart will accept it. Your heart feels more comfortable with right than wrong, correct than non-correct, just than unjust, all that. All those feelings in you. This is what it is all about. If you forget all of this and you will see that truth, you don't pay too much price. If you forget about all this and you don't see that, so what? You should die. You're worthless. Because that's the worthy stuff. He insisted upon that and he said, listen, look at your body as the ship of Noah, as the carrier, as something that you build and you sit in it. You are the one who is riding it. There was this paragraph that he said, listen, do not wish your ego to survive this challenge. Because honestly, if you're thinking about this, one of the main requirements is selflessness. So with the inflated ego, you get nothing. Yes, you win some argument in your brain because you're talking to yourself when you're listening to us. And maybe you could be happy that you were correct. But you will gain nothing. Because this is not the thinking. This is something else. Let that ego die. Because that ego is not you. It could die and you should cry on it. Let me tell you what that ego is. You like your ego, don't you? And look at you, sitting there, and me, loud and clear, I say, I'm here to fight your ego. The best fight you could ever have is with your ego. Why? Why am I offending the ego of a beautiful lady like that? Don't you? Huh? Because I know that ego is not that lady. That ego is built up by other people, isn't it? If she is arrogant, don't we find the trace of being spoiled and a lot of stuff behind it? If she feels empty, don't we look for an empty experience in life? Because the ego over there is something builded in this universe. Her heart is the one she was born with. The heart is the one that if she was somewhere else with some education, the heart was still the same. We're talking about that part, and we want to let that part to start to grow, because it's only potentiality. The animal stuff is so strong at the beginning, it's a big ego, right? So I label the problem I found in her ego, and in yours as well, is imitation. That is the point that I stopped this paragraph and said, we'll come back to it. Because when they say imitation, first of all, some of Middle Eastern guys, mainly Persians, they have problem with that. A very strong problem to understand this word even. Because in their way of thinking and in their religion they have, they somehow, out of a very complicated attitude towards Arabs, Iranians, they receive the religion and writing system from Arabs. And they use it in a very bizarre way. First of all, they tried to separate themselves from us, no matter what. Therefore, they eliminated the main use of the word hope, which is love in Persian language. They replace it with ishq, another word for the same thing, but nothing common. The Arabs, they did not use it. Then, they were not satisfied. The main satisfaction came when they want to say, they run under when they want to say, some place is ruined, they will say it was kun fayakun. This is the way God creates the universe. They use it that way. So it's very complicated for them, because in their religion, in Shi'ism, they created a new meaning for this imitation, which is following the spiritual leader who is imam or something. They call it taqlid. Therefore, this Khomeini, for example, is marja'i taqlid, means taqlid refers to him. He is the one you should imitate. And I wanted to stop it here, because you should listen to Rumi. Taqlid, imitation, is the worst thing you could do. That's how you build that ego, with imitating, didn't you? Everybody will build the ego right at the childhood, imitating the older one, 2 years older one, that one, imitation. That's a part of our normal life, imitation. But there is a point that you should stop. Do not imitate anyone. You are unique. You are the only one of you, which cannot be repeated, even, which will not happen anymore. That unique one has a unique relationship. You are a piece of a puzzle. What will happen if a piece of a puzzle will imitate the other pieces? They all become the same, right? This is very good for a military mind. Uniformication, something like that. Everybody will be the copy of the other one. All the power-thirsty people, they think about this. We are not here to look alike. We have the differences, and each one of us carries a flame. And all these flames together is the light in the universe. So you should carry your own flame, not imitate someone else's. It should come from your heart. Your brain imitates, because it learns like that. Even the animals together, they learn from imitation. We talked about it, book one, do you remember? The city was in the fire. Everybody was trying. Fire extinguisher didn't work. They came to Omar, to Caliph. He said, go and distribute some food. And he said, oh, we did all of that. He said, no. You did it by habit. Goodness by habit is not goodness. It's a habit. You have to think. Your thought is there. You have to do the good deed with the presence of your best mind over there. That's what we're looking for. Not to imitate another one. You see, it's a very delicate subject. Because then you could ask that, okay, so somebody is a little bit, let's say, mentally challenged and cannot find the best way to be, he will imitate the good people. What's wrong with that? You should have that question.
That'd be okay.
But it's not the thing we are looking for. These are the things that I wanted to begin with. Line 490.
Which
one is it? 490.
homeowner?
Yes. You were talking about mourning about yourself and blah, 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 yes? Then?
The professional mourner utters burning words, but where is the glow of heart and the red skirt?
Means, you know, there are the professional mourners. Have you seen them? You know there are these people. He said, when the professional mourner is mourning, this is not mourning, this is not what I meant. I mean, I'm not talking about acting. It comes from heart. When the professional fellow will play the role of this stuff, and they go up there and they lead everyone, that's not what I'm talking about. Because that's imitation. It doesn't come from heart, yes?
Between the true knower and the blind imitator, there are differences. For the former is like David, while the other is an echo. The source of the former's words is a glow, whereas the imitator is one who repeats old things. Beware, be not duped by these sorrowful words. The ox bears the load, but it is the cart that moans. Even the imitator is not disappointed with the recompense. The professional mourner gets his wages at the reckoning. Infidel and true believer say God, but there is a good difference between the two. The beggar says God for the sake of bread. The devout man says God from his very soul. If the beggar distinguished from his own saying, neither less nor more would remain before his eye. For years that bread seeker says God like the ass. He carries the Quran for the sake of straw. Had the word on his lips shone forth in his heart, his body would have been shivered to atoms. In sorcery, the name of a demon finds the way. You are earning a petty coin by means of the name of God.
You see, I stopped in the middle of the paragraph because he was explaining what it means imitating and being yourself. You could imitate all the actions, no matter what. And that's not what we're talking about. Because actions, the movement of the body, is not what we're looking at. Then you could talk differently, but that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about your thought, that personal one. That should come from your heart. If not, it's not bad, but it's not what we are looking for. We are looking for the best, and the best is for your heart to grow. You should let it do that. You are carrying it. At least use it, because you are carrying your heart. How do I know that? I know that when you talk about the goodness, if you have the real feeling deep down inside you, what will happen? Haven't you seen thousands of people talking about peaceful confrontation? None of them are close to that feeling which was in the heart of Mahatma Gandhi. He had a feeling for that. That's what we are talking about. There is a feeling to find, right? And that feeling cannot come in because the house is occupied. She occupied with the intelligence. What we suggest to you, we are suggesting something. Let's be open and simple about this. We are talking to you to become the real you and let go of all these imitations you learn. And we know it's difficult. With all that difficulty, how does it happen? happens